"So you've taken to stealing things out of other people's stockings?" said Mother from the doorway. Peter felt as embarrassed as if he had been caught in an actual crime. "The toe was heavy," he said. "I was seeing what it was." "It wasn't yours, whatever it was," said Mother cheerily. "I wasn't going to keep it," said Peter. Though, of course, he would have done exactly that, on the assumption that it had been forgotten and would never be missed. But that was the stocking she had been holding and weeping over. She knew perfectly well the nickel was there. "You still put stuff in his stocking every year," he said, incredulous. "Santa fills the stockings," said Mother. "It has nothing to do with me." Peter shook his head. "Oh, Mother, it has nothing to do with you," said Mother. "Mind your business." "This is morbid," said Peter. "Grieving for your hero boy as if he were dead. He's fine. He's not going to die. He's in the most sterile, over-supervised school in the universe, and after he wins the war, he's going to come home amid cheers and confetti and give you a big hug." "Put back the $5," said Mother. "I will, while I'm watching." That stung. "Don't you trust me, Mother?" asked Peter. He spoke in a sarcastically aggrieved voice to hide the fact that he really was hurt. "Not where Ender is concerned," said Mother. "Or me, for that matter. The coin is Ender's. It shouldn't have anybody's fingerprints on it but his." "And Santa's," said Peter. "And Santa's." He dropped the coin down into the sock. "Now put it away." "You realize you're making it more and more tempting to set this thing on fire," said Peter. "And you wonder why I don't trust you. And you wonder why I'm hostile and untrustworthy. Doesn't it make you just the tiniest bit uncomfortable that I have to wait until I'm sure you're not going to be home before I can allow myself to miss my little boy? You can do what you want, Mother, whenever you want. You're an adult. Adults have all the money and all the freedom." "You really are the stupidest smart kid in the world," said Mother. "Again, just for reference, please take note of all the reasons I have to feel loved and respected in my own family." "I meant that in the nicest, most affectionate way." "I'm sure you did, Mommy," said Peter. He put the stocking into the box. Mother came over as he was starting to rise out of the chair. She pushed him back down, then reached into the box and took out Ender's stocking. She reached inside. Peter took the coin out of his shirt pocket and handed it to her. "Worth a shot, don't you think?" "You're still so envious of your younger brother that you have to covet everything that's his?" "It's a fiver," said Peter, "and he isn't going to spend it. I was going to invest it and let it earn him some interest before he gets home in, oh, another 6 or 8 years or whatever." Mother bent over and kissed his forehead. "Heaven knows why I still love you." Then she dropped the coin into the stocking, put the stocking into the box, reached out, and slapped Peter's hand, and then took the box out of the room. The back of Peter's hand stung from the slap, but it was where her lips had touched his brow that his skin tingled the most.